We need money to live. Many of us will earn millions of dollars over the course of our working lives, but it's easy for cash to slip through our fingers. Life has never been more expensive than in modern times. Houses cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and foreclosures are commonplace. Looking for a new car? Prepare for sticker shock. Groceries, clothes, utilities, gas, the cost of living just keeps increasing. And for many people, their paychecks don't keep pace. After all the bills are paid, and some are left unpaid, it's no wonder people just don't save money anymore. For the first time since the Great Depression, the national savings rate is now in negative numbers, minus 0.5%.
American families are actually much worse off today than they were 30 years ago, with all the rising health care costs, transportation costs, housing costs. So it is really important for them to save and to get that message as a whole family.
But apparently that message is not getting out there. Half of all American families have saved nothing for retirement, and 75 million Americans work for companies with no retirement plan at all. While the future looks scary for many people, the present isn't so great either. Money in the bank serves as a buffer against many of life's hardships. But few people have cash available for emergencies.
The average American could not make it for 1 month if they were to lose their job. Women are even worse. We just don't have money in savings accounts. It's just almost impossible for some working Americans to save.
A loss of a job or an illness can just affect you so immediately, and then if you don't have anything in that savings, then you're not able to withstand those problems that come down. And so then you have to use credit, and then you have to worry about paying those credit cards off.
That's a real issue when it comes to saving, heavy consumer debt. Half of all American families now spend more than they earn, and the average family owes more than $10,000 to credit cards alone. Across the nation, consumer debt now tops $2 trillion. In Tennessee, we're experiencing this firsthand. Our state leads the nation in personal bankruptcies, with about 1 in 60 families filing each year.
I know here recently we ranked 3rd in the state in personal bankruptcies. And we do try to tell them that it's not going to be good to continue to live paycheck to paycheck. That somewhere you have to save money for a rainy day, because one morning you're going to go out there and your car is not going to start.
But in the volunteer state, University of Tennessee Extension agents like Walter Battle are doing something about this problem. Extension provides leadership to the Tennessee Saves campaign, which is an affiliate of America Saves.
Just to get people to start, you know, just saving $85 a month will be $1,000 at the end of the year. We try to teach it from that angle. We also try to use the approach of building your personal wealth.
We were one of the first states to develop a statewide program in Tennessee Saves. And we did that because of the need to help all people of all economic groups understand better the need to be financially solvent, the need to have a plan for your future and your financial security.
A cooperative effort between UT Extension, state government, and a number of banking and financial institutions, Tennessee Saves is changing the mindset and the lives of many people.
One particular person I work with had a lot of financial hard knocks, and she chose to do something different. She had a goal, and I think that's a big thing as an extension agent, to help somebody get the goal that I want to be a homeowner, I want to pay off my credit cards, and then to give them some tools, advice.
Tennessee Saves leaders in Chattanooga were recently singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game," but instead of buying peanuts and Cracker Jacks, they were talking about saving money as the hometown Lookouts played on the field. Fans could spin the wheel of fortune, pick up a baseball-shaped piggy bank, or grab cash in this windswept money machine. Tennessee Saves leaders also gave away savings bonds between innings. Here's the pitch. They want Tennesseans of all ages to learn better financial management by saving money and eliminating debt. 4-H'er Dakota Baker is already saving, and he offers advice many adults would be wise to follow when it comes to their money.
Because if you don't save money, you'll run into so much debt and you can't pay it off, and it'll be like a great burden on you, and it's a great idea to save.
Tennessee Saves focuses many activities on this age group. Here at the state capitol, kids enrolled in Tennessee Saves build wealth, quite literally, with their hands. They're making banks, swine-like and otherwise.
Why do you think it's important to learn about money?
So that when I grow up, I won't be poor.
Educating people about the importance of saving, particularly early in their lives, has a tremendous impact on where they'll be from the standpoint of their financial security in the future.
These second graders at Rutherford County's Las Casas Elementary are part of the Tennessee Saves at School program. Savannah Berry's dad helped her design her piggy bank and then dropped a few coins in it.
My dad got money out of his wallet. He said, I want that money back. But he just blobbed a big cup of glue on this thing, so he won't get his money back.
Because I can save up for a car and stuff.
So you're already saving for a car. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what kind of car are you going to get?
A Infiniti.
Tennessee Saves also had a Count Your Change event on Capitol Hill to demonstrate how easy it is to save just a little. Even though it's a few coins here, it's still money. The typical family goes through about 50 bucks in change a month. And if you sock that away, it accumulates.
It's a habit, like eating is a habit or exercise is a habit. And the earlier you start doing savings, the more you benefit from it.
UT Extension's Dr. Dina Wise is one of the statewide coordinators for Tennessee Saves. Tennessee has joined forces with campaigns across the country to promote America Saves Week, encouraging people of all ages to save money. Part of the effort here included mailing paycheck enclosures to 25,000 UT employees. Dr. Wise offers this advice for extension agents in other states. If you want a successful event that promotes saving money, work with other groups to make it happen.
I think one big secret is to get all the local partners that you can get involved. Here in Tennessee, we've had a lot of success teaming with our local banks, credit unions, education organizations. There are a lot of people in local areas that have an interest in seeing people save.
How many of you want to be a millionaire? How many of you think you can be a millionaire?
A number of partners were involved with UT Extension in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, taught to 11th graders around the state and here at East Ridge High School in Chattanooga. Kids like Gunnar Miller are learning how compound interest works. 50 bucks a month, earning 8%, is 1.5 big ones at retirement. Who wants to be a millionaire? Who doesn't?
It was a shock because I didn't know like it really worked that way. I didn't know you put $50 away in a month, and 10 years you're going to have $30,000, 20 years, $60,000, and so on. By the time you retire, you're a millionaire.
It's important that we give them as many tools as we possibly can to have them ready for life after high school. You know, that's what we prepare them for. And it's important that they hear the information that connects education and planning to being a millionaire.
It's another example of how this program is growing and succeeding. When it comes to saving money, we can and must do better. Tennessee Saves works to help the people of Tennessee improve their lives, and all with a simple message that when you save, you prosper.